This is a dictation for Miss Dolores Featherstone, Dolores Featherstone, and date of birth is 1/14/1973, date of accident 2/20/2023, date of service 9/13/2023. The patient alleges that she has been injured in an automobile accident on 2/20/2023, where she was rear-ended when the other driver did not yield on a yield sign, and after hitting, she made two or three spins, and then her car hit a parked car, therefore damaging her front of the car as well as the rear of the car. However, the car was not totaled, and it was fixed for $10,000. Currently, she suffers from headache, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly occupying the front of the head. In addition, patient is reporting dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares. However, she denies any smell problem, taste problem, TMJ problem. She denies any vision problem, balance problems. She denies any ongoing seizures or loss of consciousness, none of them. However, she does suffer from pain, and she reports that she has a constant pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9. Pain in the right shoulder is also 9, and she has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees, after which severe pain starts. She also reports some pain in both hips, and there is a shooting pain from the lower back to the left leg laterally, involving second, third, and fourth toe, and no pain is reported, radiation in the posterior part of the legs. No radiation in the upper extremity is reported. The patient reported that 1 month ago she fell down and she injured her neck again with a fracture of the right shoulder, and she went to outpatient emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital. She has was provided with a sling after the fracture, and now she developed a frozen shoulder, which is being helped by the therapist. Pains varying from 7 to 10 in all these areas. ADLs are affected, 8.5. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 159 over 119, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 97%. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 8/15/2023, dictation number 0823-001. Please try the general review and musculoskeletal examination, extremities and musculature examination. Kindly mention in the extremities that the right shoulder, there is a frozen shoulder, and it is painful to move beyond 20 degrees today, and severe pain is noticed in the front and the back of the shoulder. Although her Hawking-Kennedy test is positive, speed test, near test are positive, and anterior posterior apprehension test is positive in the right shoulder. There is a motor weakness of 4/5. She had a fall and she injured her right shoulder, and after she was provided a sling, this happened. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, including neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder, as well as she remained disabled, but she is not expected to lift any weight over 5 pounds. Also, replacement transportation has been ordered. MEPs and labs have been reviewed. She is provided with an injection to the right shoulder and supraspinatus. Tendon. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Medications are provided to her as follows: Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for the stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Aleve 50 milligram daily for GAD disorder pain relief, and Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. In addition, patients refer to ophthalmology for an exam just to make sure that there is no damage. An MRI of the right shoulder is ordered to identify the damage to the shoulder. Thank you. Her meds and labs have been reviewed. The patient is in compliance. Physical therapy continues.